Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about who is JD Vance. Well, let's find out, right? Oh yes, friends, I just saw this little thing and I started laughing. I do love seeing the memes of JD Vance. Yes, even sexy JD Vance. You know what? I would fuck the shit out of that bitch, wouldn't you? Just saying. But anyways, yeah, JD Vance is a very odd person. Yeah, I think he's manufactured. Yes, I don't think that people are actually voting these people in these positions of power, because who the fuck is this dude? Yeah, for real. Well, let's find out, right?
So how much do you charge for a circumcision?
Not much. I just keep the tips.
Just moments ago, former President Donald Trump revealing his pick for vice president. Senator J.D. Vance, now his running mate.
J.D. Vance was elected to the Senate in 2022 and went from being a staunch critic of former President Trump to one of his strongest allies.
Gee, I wonder why. This guy was talking shit about Donald Trump, and then all of a sudden he turns around and starts sucking Donald Trump's dick. I wonder why. Is this like some kind of weird human centipede thing? Maybe. But who knows, right? Well, let's continue.
...is to now his vice presidential nominee.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, man, do you know what's crazy? That JD Vance sounds better than all that other bullshit, right? Yeah, what is the name, right? Huh. Yeah, any name but any other things of Rose or whatever that goes. Well, speaking about names, yeah, do you know I trip out? That Demi Moore and Bruce Willis is on this fucking list. So that means that most likely their daughter they have together is a mean old fucking pedophile. Holy fuck, she's not only beautiful, but she's a fucking pedo. Oh damn, I think Gonzo G's in love. Anyways, remember, this is just my delusionals, friends, so don't cancel me, no! Well, let's continue. Yes, J.D. Vance is a plant. Yeah, he started in Ohio, ended up in Yale. Come on, dude. How the fuck did he jump from fucking the toilet and down to a fucking golden fucking pool? Come on, dude. Yeah, this guy has been put there. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the fucking Jews. Yeah, and on a side note, you see what happened to this poor girl? Because fucking people don't want to put these bitches in their place and put them back into the kitchen, now they're dying. Yes, women need to lose their rights. It's for their own good. Yeah, look what's happening to them. It's gonna get worse, just saying. Yeah, and I'm the one that's stupid. But finally, I got to see this video. It took me a few days, but I finally see it. Now you get to enjoy. Yes, friends, in case of those who don't know who Peter Thiel is, he is an American entrepreneur, venture capitalist, and political activist, and co-founder of PayPal and Palantir. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Yes, now you know what this guy is doing, Palantir, and JD Vance is hooked up with this guy. Oh no! The plot thickens. Yes, before he became vice president, I don't know who this guy was. Do you know who this dude was? I'll bet most people didn't. But yeah, I don't know who most people, my senators and all that. But yeah, maybe I should. Well, I started voting recently since, you know, all this bullshit. But I think, you know, voting doesn't mean shit anymore. But yeah. Yeah, I wonder what other things this guy fucking is hiding. Yeah, you start scratching this stuff and you might find something under the paint. Let's find out, right? Yeah, so this guy got famous because he wrote a book? Maybe Palantir Boy kind of like, you know, I don't know, maybe bought all those books? Yeah, and they're like sitting somewhere in a landfill? Yeah, or maybe they're using it for fucking nesting in a bird's cage or some shit? Who knows? But let's continue. Damn, if I had some Benadryl like that, goddamn. Anyways, I better get move on. Yeah, this motherfucker, I bet you he's a Mossad agent. Oh, you don't think so? It's convenient. This guy's getting all this money from Silicon Valley and then fucking Kalinter numbnuts over there fucking has Silicon Valley bullshit because that's what he's made out of. Yeah, man, come on. This guy has to be some fucking... Yeah, and he's supposed to be a Catholic dude. But yet they saw him fucking... I saw a video of him sucking off the Temple Mount. So yeah, I think this guy is full of shit. So I don't know. I guess I am stupid or I'm getting fucking too high or something. Anyways. Damn, I wish I had some pie too, man. Yeah, pie's good. Anyways, let's continue. Gee, guess who all those fucking investors are, right? Yes, they do have some big fucking nose and they look like collecting fucking coins. Yeah, fucking A, man. Fucking juice, but whatever, right? Let's continue. Yeah, and if some motherfucker tries to come around and try telling you that that Palantir shit's good for the country, is there to get rid of all the whippacks here, no, deport them on some bullshit, because no, that's just to control us, just to turn us into slaves. Yeah, do you want to become cattle? I don't, so don't be stupid and fall for that Palantir shit. Looky here, and what are they trying to push? Palantir! Yes, one hand washes the other. This guy greased the pumps to put Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and all these clowns up there so they can start running this shit. And then they're gonna start passing all these laws and rules and regulations and have these guys to spy over us. Yes, friends. Now that they can control the world, now they're gonna go domestically, so that's gonna be fun. Yes, friends, enjoy having that noose around your neck. Or you rise up against these people, but how can you do that? I don't know. I'm just a stupid fucking retarded bird, so let's continue, I guess.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
I mean, Donald Trump has given me an incredible honor.
Yes, friends, it's all fake and gay. These motherfuckers just put all this bullshit just so they could trick us and they could still keep on fucking us in the ass. Yeah, they fuck us in their ass and we're gonna be smiling, telling us more, daddy. Yeah, because we don't realize that these guys are just fucking hurting us. But yeah, sooner or later, people fucking see this shit, and then that's when fun times begin, but not before. Yes, friends. Well, let's continue, I guess. It just sickens me, knowing that our politicians are bought and paid for. Yeah, and Trump is supposed to be a billionaire, but yet he wants more money? Why are you trying to become a trillionaire, a gajillionaire, whatever? What the fuck, man? There's some things that are worth more than fucking money. How about your soul? But I guess Jewish semen tastes good, huh? Right, fucking coming down your fucking chin? Disgusting. But it's just my opinion. What the fuck do I know, right?
Too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job and he would be probably favored at this point.
Yeah, don't get me started with Elon Musk. Everybody thinks that Elon Musk is like the greatest thing in the world. Nah, he's a piece of shit. If you look him up, he did a lot of fucked up things. Just look what he did to his sons. Yeah, Grok and whatever Tumbelina of... Yeah, they're both fucking trannies now. Yay! So, fuck Elon Musk too, in my opinion. Yes, Elon Musk rat. That's where he got his money from PayPal, which he got fired from because he's a douchebag and he sucks at life, but hey, it is what it is. Yes, friends, it's all bullshit. All these people are bought and paid for. Yeah, and it's so disgusting. How the hell can you sell your fucking soul for a couple of shekels? But no, these people do it for stupid shit. Yeah, just for money and power? Fuck. Whatever. Hopefully you made the right choice. No, you haven't, but whatever. It's your life. You do you. It just sucks that all our politicians are corrupt as fuck and there's nothing we could do at the moment. So yeah, all you gotta do is just prepare and get stronger and endure this shit. Yeah, we have to be eating the bitterness, as the Chinese say. But yeah, just gotta take a big old bite of that shit sandwich and... yeah, and then sooner or later, we'll get better. Just wait for it, right, friend? Just take care of yourself and don't do nothing stupid, okay? Because you are needed. Well, goodbye.
In one of the largest hotel chains in the UK. And last week, the government sent me an email offering me £15 million to house migrants for around 7 years. And I said yes. And the reason I said yes is, I'm a businessman, okay? I'm in the hotel business to make money. I'm not in it to get into petty politics. I don't care who's staying in my hotel. I'm simply trying to make money, like everyone else. Okay, just like you. If the government came to you and offered you £15 million to rent out your white van for 7 years to house a few families, to house a few blokes, you would say yes. So don't criticise me. Don't make out like I'm a traitor. Don't make out like I'm a bad person for doing my job. You know, being paid up front is a massive blessing for me. It means I can expand my business, it means I can invest the money, get a yield on that money, expand further, create an empire. That's my dream. Don't criticise me for having a dream. These people need somewhere to go, and I run hotels. That's my thing. That's my dream. Okay? And these men, they need somewhere to be. And I'm saying, hi, I own a lot of hotels. You know, I'll take the money. And that's what I've done. So don't make me feel bad. And stay away from my hotels. If anybody protests outside my hotels, there will be legal action. There will be legal consequences. Stay away.